Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
Welcome to a very special Tuesday edition of Ringside Reporter. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with the King of the North, the Beeb, Joe Habib.
The three-eyed raven.
The mother of dragons, Joe Habib. How about that? How about the mother of dragons? That's a good name.
I like it.
The mother of dragons. That's you. All right, listen, we got some breaking news. You guys can call if you want to call or just talk boxing. You can call in at 323-870-3857. So let's talk about it. Let's get right into it, man. So Beeb sent me an email today, message today, that said the WBC ordered a fight between Dillian White and Tyson Fury. And we started doing some research on this, and in the articles and everything was a little... You know, the article he sent me wasn't real clear on it, but I got the video. Both Eddie Hearn, Dillian White, and Tyson Fury, all three said the WBC ordered this, and all three have accepted. Eddie Hearn had said that Dillian White has accepted the fight. You know, obviously, it's not official because, you know, number one, they both got fights in front of them. Tyson Fury has a very formidable Tom Schwartz, and Dillian White, I don't know who he's got. Who does Dillian White have next?
Oscar Rivas, July 20th.
Yeah, Oscar Rivas. So, all right, look, I mean, bottom line is both of those guys are going to win, and that sets the stage for a Dillian White-Tyson Fury match. Dillian White has gone on record saying he'll accept the fight, and Tyson Fury has just gone on record saying he will accept the fight on one condition, that the WBC, he said he's already beat Deontay Wilder, so there's no, it's going to be for the WBC interim title. I don't understand why it's an, you know, for me, if it's an interim title, then Wilder's on the shelf, so there's no reason to make an interim title. Tyson Fury says that he doesn't want the interim belt because he's already beat Deontay Wilder. He wants the WBC diamond belt. So, whatever. That's not a big sticking point. That will get worked out if that's the case. That'll definitely get worked out. Not a big problem there. So, yeah, man. So it looks like if they get past their two, then that fight will go off. Beeb, what are your thoughts on this, man? I think this is a good matchup. I think that it's a big matchup in England. Doesn't do much for them, either one of them in the States, but that's a big matchup in the UK.
Well, here's the thing. No contracts have been signed yet, but apparently all three parties involved, Eddie Hearn, Tyson Fury, and Dillian White, they've agreed to the fight in principle. One person who we haven't heard from in all of this is Bob Arum. And usually he's the first to come out with a statement when there's a potential fight on the horizon. So I'm curious to know why he hasn't said anything about this fight. And I'm curious to know why only Eddie Hearn is the only promoter talking about this fight when Tyson Fury is co-promoted by Bob Arum in Top Rank, and Tyson Fury has that deal with ESPN. So here's the thing. I've been very critical of Tyson Fury with this ESPN deal. I haven't been happy about it when I look at the heavyweights that he could possibly have fought. This fight right here, if this was to happen, come to pass, I would like this fight. I would accept this fight because arguably Dillian White is probably either the fourth or fifth best heavyweight in the world. You have the big three, and then you have either Dillian White or possibly Luis Ortiz. But right now, you could argue that Dillian White is kind of on a streak right now. He's hot, while Luis Ortiz is not. He's kind of on a downslide, and judging by how he looked in his last fight, and judging by how he looked in the ring when he stepped into the ring after Deontay Wilder's fight with Brazil, he did not look like he was in shape. We can both agree upon that. But again, you're trying to make Tyson Fury popular in the United States. Is this the type of fight that would make him popular? Wouldn't you need to match him with another guy who's known in the United States to increase his profile? Nevertheless, Dillian White deserves a title shot, and if he can't get a title shot, then I guess you could argue this is probably the next best thing. He would definitely have a, you know, get a lot of credibility by beating the lineal champion Tyson Fury. So
Much, Alexander Wilson. Sorry, babe.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So yeah, I don't hate the fight at all. It's not one of those fights that I think means nothing. I think it's definitely a significant fight in the division. It's definitely a competitive fight in the division. I would favor Fury, but again, Dillian White can punch. So we know that one left hook from Dillian White, if it lands clean, could possibly turn this fight, but he's going to have to be reaching up to hit Tyson Fury. And if Tyson Fury can withstand Deontay Wilder's monster of a right hand twice, it would be interesting to see how he would stand up to Dillian White's left hook. But again, Dillian White, you could argue, maybe puts his punches together better than Deontay Wilder. He throws better combinations. He goes to the body more. So he could possibly break Tyson Fury down over time if he's able to land consistently. But I like the fight, but I'm not sure if this is the plan that they set forth in terms of making Fury a household name in the United States. Why would you do that against another UK opponent? This would be a good fight to be in the UK. Would ESPN be open and Top Rank be open to having this fight over in the UK and still broadcasting it on ESPN? That is totally plausible too. But again, would it get the ratings from the United States fans? That's another question that we have to answer, and that's something we'd have to see.
You know, and incidentally, Alexander Wilson, thank you so much. He says that Michael Benson said his plans are moving ahead for Wilder Ortiz in September to take place in L.A., another fight that absolutely nobody wants to see. But going back to Top Rank and that for a minute, Beeb, what choice does he have? I mean, he's going to fight Dillian White. It's not like Top Rank has like a plethora of heavyweights out there waiting to fight him.
No, I don't hate the fight.
And listen, I mean, there's only so many heavyweights out there. This is the biggest fight for him. I mean, that's what a promoter is supposed to do, is get you the biggest fights. And this is the biggest fight right now, barring the obvious, you know, the title holders. For these two right now, this is their biggest fight. It is. It's the biggest fight for both of these guys right now. Barring the title holders.
Yeah, barring the title holders. Exactly. Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
You know, so, will this help make Fury? But it goes back to the original point here. Does this help make Fury a household name in the U.S.? No. No, it doesn't. But, again, this puts a lot of money in this pocket. Puts a lot of money in both guys' pocket. I think this is a big money fight over in the UK. ESPN can promote it or whatever. I mean, they've done a really lousy job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, for their boxing program, they have not done the greatest in promotion. UFC is promoted much better on ESPN. Fox does a much better job promoting than anybody. I mean, Fox has got it heads and tails over everybody else right now. In terms of getting the market out there, getting the stuff, you know, getting the names out there, getting the pay-per-views out there. I mean, Fox has got it going on, man. They have really done a great job with that. Like I said, man, it's a good fight, and I think after this fight, you know, given the fact Wilder's tied up, Wilder's not fighting anybody. He's not fighting anybody until he's got his next two bouts lined up. He's not fighting anybody until next September or whenever, you know. Ortiz is next, and then Konoski's next. Those are two, I think, fairly easy title defenses. I think Ortiz goes down pretty quick to Wilder this time. I think, you know, he was long in the tooth, I think, when Wilder fought him anyway. So that's not gonna do much. Konoski, I don't think he's ready for that yet. So it's tough, man. It's tough. It's just kind of a sad state, man, to be honest with you. What Jason says, are you joking? I don't know. What am I joking about? What exactly am I joking about? So there you go, man. He says, Wilder just fought Ortiz and Fury back-to-back. That's better than anyone in the heavyweight division, Beeb. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we go along with that. I don't know that Ortiz and Fury definitely is the best fighter, one of the best fighters in the division.
I can go along with that. Wilder's last two opponents definitely tougher than Joshua's. Sure. Definitely tougher than Joshua's, in my opinion. Definitely tougher than Dillian White. So I go.
His last opponent was who was the last opponent?
Oh, before Brazil, I'm talking about.
Before Brazil, yeah. You know, but yeah, I mean, what do you think about? Jamie White says who's the best out of the three?
Fury.
I think you got to go with Fury right now. He's the one that beat Deontay Wilder. You know, he should be the champion.
And I'm going to tell you something else. As I said, I don't even think Fury was 100% for that fight. But
No.
Looking at him physically now, again, it's not a bodybuilding contest. We know this. But looking at him physically now, he looks in phenomenal shape. He looks in much better shape now than he did back in December.
Well, that's what they wanted. You remember all that talk going in to that Deontay Wilder fight? They're like, you know, his handlers and everybody, they didn't want him fighting that fight right then.
Yeah.
They wanted him to take another tune-up before he fought Wilder. And he says, nah, I'm going to fight him, you know. And then he went in there, and obviously, I mean, I thought he won the fight, and a lot of people did too.
Yeah, I thought he won the fight. I had him winning the fight.
I had him winning the fight by a wide margin. That's with two knockdowns, man. So,
yep.
Yeah, that fight, I don't know. So, yeah, so that's what's going on here. I think, like I said, man, going back to it, I think White and Fury, I think it's a good matchup. It's a good matchup for both guys. As far as who wins that fight, I think that Fury wins that fight in a walkover. I think it's a wide unanimous decision for Fury.
He may stop him because White gets hit a lot. He may stop.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, man, Fury doesn't have a big punch, but he's got a big enough punch to get your attention.
Yeah, exactly.
He can grab your attention with that shot. I mean, you know, he's coming over there as a big guy, and he's putting, you know, laying those fists on you. Yeah, you have a tendency to get tired after that, or you know, you'll get hit for sure. Bob Arum doesn't really say a lot when it comes to things like this. When you talk about, well, Bob Arum didn't know about it, or Bob Arum didn't know about it, but, you know, he hasn't said anything, he hasn't come out and said anything. He usually doesn't. He usually doesn't come out with stuff like this. And, I mean, he may not, I mean, it may be one of those things where he could just let him talk. But Tom Schwartz, I think... I think it's an easy fight for Tyson Fury. It's a good tune-up intro to Top Rank fight, but he's got to start fighting guys now, you know.
Yeah.
And this is a perfect example of that. I think it's a good fight. I think Top Rank will think this is a good fight. I think this fight gets made. So,
here's the thing: Anthony Joshua made a very interesting statement this week. He said, "The longer it takes for these two other guys, meaning Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, to fight me, the worse it's going to be for them because I'm only going to get better. They've turned pro before me. They fought pro longer than me. They got more miles on the tank. But Tyson Fury is only 30 years old. Anthony Joshua is 29 years old. And I'm gonna come right out and say this. And Deontay Wilder is 33. So these guys are still relatively, you know, in their primes. They still got Deontay Wilder may have less time than the other two at being in his prime. But here's the thing. Deontay Wilder really hasn't taken a lot of punishment in the ring. And Tyson Fury, out of all three of them, has probably gotten hit the least. So he said, going back to what Anthony Joshua said about the longer it takes for them two guys to fight me, the worse it's going to be for them. I totally disagree with that. I think the longer it takes for either of those guys to fight Tyson Fury, the worse it's going to be for them. Because once Tyson Fury gets into a groove and he starts feeling great again, he's already feeling great now, but the more fights he has under his belt and the closer he gets to that being, you know, as good as he was in the Klitschko fight. He could probably even surpass that because there were things going on in his camp during that fight as well. But now he seems like he's in a different place, and look at him physically, he looks like he's great right now. So
yeah.
So if he could get to where he was with the Klitschko fight, and I think he could surpass that as time goes on, because I think mentally now he's starting to put it all together, it's going to be worse for those guys. It's going to totally be worse for those guys. And I think Joshua, you know, he's been in some tough fights too. He's been touched up a few times in there. You know, Povetkin touched him up a little bit, bloodied him up, bloodied his nose, I think. And, you know, he's been in there with Klitschko. Klitschko touched him up a little bit. And even Takam and Parker, they landed some decent right hands on him. So in terms of who's got more miles on the tank, you know, regarding taking punches, I think Tyson Fury's got he's in the best situation. He's got the least amount of miles in the catching punch department, in my opinion. He's the best defensive heavyweight, head and shoulders above those two guys and the rest of the division. So,
yeah, and he's just got that style that makes you look bad.
That's exactly right.
And I mean, and you can call him boring, you can call him whatever. Listen, he's got a style. He reminds me a lot of Bernard Hopkins in that way. He's just got that style to make you look bad. You know, you're never going to, you know, your output is never going to go sky high against Fury. He's a defensive fighter, and he's a very difficult style to solve.
So I guess the Ray Mancini playbook of just move forward and throw punches ain't going to work against Fury, because Wilder tried that and it didn't work for a great portion of that fight.
Yeah, it's not going to work against a lot of guys like that, especially guys like Tyson Fury. No, for sure, no.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to fight him like you would normally fight. I would give him and Joshua would be a very – that's a tough fight. That's a tough fight for both guys because I think Joshua has a better boxing ability than Wilder does. Yeah, it's a good fight, man. All three of these guys, I don't care who fights who, just fight somebody. You know what I mean? We just want to see one of you guys fight the other, you know? We've already seen one, but that's what's disheartening about it. You get such a bad decision out of that, you know, with the Fury-Wilder fight. You got such a bad decision out of that. You're just like, oh, man, you know.
Well, we hear so much about how Deontay Wilder can't box. He doesn't have technique. As Teddy Alice would like to say, he doesn't have the delivery system that Anthony Joshua has. But I beg to differ, because Wilder's got a very, very good jab. And when he wants to, he can be technical. Well, let's go back and look at some of these knockouts. And let's look at the knockdown of Fury. That was a perfect, picture-perfect textbook 1-2 that got Fury down. Same thing against Brazil. Same thing against Stavern, same thing against Spilka. You know, Teddy Atlas was saying how Deontay Wilder's good at blinding his opponents with the jab and then being able to sneak that right hand right down the pike. Well, again, that's skill. Like, to sit there and dismiss this guy because sometimes he throws crazy punches when he has a guy hurt as being an unskilled fighter. If you can land that right hand on guys who are in the top five, top 10 heavyweights, if you can land that right hand against a guy as elusive as Fury, then I guess you do have a pretty good delivery system, in my opinion. And again, is he as fluid in terms of, you know, combination punching as Joshua? Absolutely not. Does he go to the body? Does he vary up his offense as much as you know, Joshua and Fury? Probably not, but he could still, you know, really offset you with that jab, keep you occupied with that jab, and he has a way of finding a home for that right hand whenever he wants to land it, for the most part. So if he can land that punch, you know, in the 12th round like he did against Fury, and he could land it against Ortiz when he had to in the 10th round, then I don't know. I think that there's more to him than people are giving him credit for, in my opinion.
Listen, you don't become the heavyweight champion of the world. You don't become a champion of the world in any division without having some talent, without having some skill. To say, you know, you hear people say, well, he can't fight. Listen, he's not as good a boxer as Tyson Fury. I don't believe he's as good a boxer as Anthony Joshua. He's not as good a boxer as a lot of people in the division. But what he does very well. And, you know, he finds a way to win. And he finds a way to land that right hand. That's what he wants to do, and that's what he does. He sets it up, and he lands the right hand. Listen, man, a lot of people said that Felix Trinidad was one-dimensional. You know, and that's fine. And Deontay Wilder may be that guy, may be one-dimensional, but it's a pretty good dimension. He does it pre-flaw. You know, he does it so far. You know, he's, you know, in my eyes, he's only lost one fight. On the record, he's lost zero. So, you know, that's the thing, man. He's what he does very well.
Absolutely.
That's the thing.
Selfless.
And you cannot be, you don't listen, man, you don't get to this level in the game. You don't get to this level, championship level. You don't even get to top five contender status without having some ability, some talent, and without being good. You have to be great to be in that. And when you're that level, that high up, you know, that's a big deal. You've got something.
I agree.
You know.
I agree.
For sure. All right, let's talk about this next story here. Anthony Joshua went on to Sky TV today, gave an interview, and said that he wants to meet Wilder face-to-face. He wants to meet Wilder face-to-face and negotiate a deal for the next fight. And he said, you know, he says that, you know, he doesn't want any promoters. He said, you can sit down with me like a man, face-to-face in a room, just us, and we can hammer out a deal. What are your thoughts on this?
Seems as though he's trying to take a page out of the old Mayweather-Pacquiao scenario situation that they had, right?
Yeah.
And he's probably saying to himself, if it worked for them, it could work for us.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I think it's a great idea.
It's perfect.
And you know, I know that it's been divisive in the boxing community right now. I mean, everyone has to choose a side. And we may have our opinions on certain situations. At one point in time, we may say, well, this guy's right or that guy's right. But I have to say that you and I are pretty unbiased when it comes to this. I'm not going to say we're unbiased, but we're pretty objective when it comes to this, okay? And we have to give credit to Anthony Joshua as of late, because he came over here, he's done a great job promoting himself, done a great job making himself accessible to the American media, did a great job making himself accessible. I think he was on CNN the other day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's really doing a great job making a splash here in the United States. And I am biased, but I'm objective. Everyone's biased. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Everyone's biased, but I'm objective. If you ask me who's a bigger draw, I'm going to tell you Anthony Joshua. If you ask me who makes more money per fight, I'm going to tell you Anthony Joshua. I can speak facts, but if you ask me if 7,000 tickets were comped at an event, You're gonna have to show me some proof of that. That's fucking bullshit. Everyone is biased. Everyone's biased.
Yeah, unrivaled. Everyone is biased.
Everyone's biased.
You don't have a favorite boxer. You just watch. I mean, have a favorite guy you watch.
Here's the thing. I'll explain to you. Even if you're not biased towards a fighter, what if you're the type of guy that likes boxers and I'm the type of guy that likes punchers? So in a close fight, you're gonna favor the boxer. I'm gonna favor the puncher, or vice versa. So, I made a video about Wilder when he hasn't fought. I said Wilder has not fought a mandatory in almost 2 years. I thought that was kind of crazy. I thought that was fucked up.
I don't understand what that means, though. Like, the video titles always say AJ and Hearn, never Wilder. What? So what?
The problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is with Hearn is He gives you too many sound bites. It's his own fault. Wilder doesn't really talk as much as Hearn. Like, I made a video criticizing Wilder about when he said that he wanted a body on his record. I made a video about that. I criticized that. I criticized the fact.
We all did, yeah.
I criticized the fact that he was allowed to not have to fight a mandatory for almost 2 years. I criticized the fact that he got to fight Brazil instead of Dillian White. I thought Dillian White deserved the fight before Brazil. I've said all those things, have I not, Eric?
We criticize Wilder all the time.
I've made videos about all those things.
We criticize Wilder all the time. We criticize the PBC. We criticize Top Rank. We criticize everybody. We just tell it like it is. I mean, we try to tell it what's going on.
The problem is with you guys who are fanboys and you get hurt is you only focus and you take things out of context and you focus on when I make videos about Eddie Hearn. Like, if you make it, Sugar Ray Leonard is my favorite fighter of all time. If someone comes out and makes a video about Sugar Ray Leonard and says he sucks, you're not going to see me in the comment section attacking that person. I don't care who someone else likes. Well, you know, you guys honestly really give me too much credit. Because if my word has that much, my opinion has that much power over you, then you're only elevating me and you're lowering yourself.
Is there any way, did you see Notorious in the chat? He just said that one of the mods banned his account. Why would that happen?
Who the fuck did that? Who did that?
Why would somebody ban his account?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not the account you banned. How do we get him back on there?
Notorious, we're
going to see if we can get you reinstated.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like anybody getting banned.
Bullshit. I'll start taking all. I'll take all the wrenches.
If we have to take the wrench away from everybody, then
we will.
I'll
take the wrench away from. That's horrible.
No, Notorious gives us super chats and everything.
Yeah,
no, there's no reason he should be banned.
Text me a link to your channel right now, and I will unblock you immediately.
Right.
I will unblock you immediately.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Who the hell did that to him?
Oh, Jason, shut up.
Jason, go fuck yourself.
Take it from Eric.
Go fuck yourself, Jason, because the more you talk, you'll never get your wrench back. keep fucking begging me for your wrench. You'll never get it back. Sitting there.
Just wanted to say thanks for the content. Sure. The account was banned, and you guys have to be smarter about who you are. Well, that's fine, too.
Said, no thanks. I'm done with you guys. Just wanted to say thanks for the content.
He's done with us for. I didn't do anything.
What are you done with me for? Did I fucking ban you? Oh, we have to be smarter about who we allow for mods. Come on, man. Stop.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that is what it is.
Adios. Good luck. Good luck in all your endeavors.
Listen, man, things happen. Maybe it was done by accident. Who knows?
All you have to do is send me a link to your channel, and I can fucking unblock you. It's that simple.
That and apologize is all we can do, my man. I mean,
and we apologized. So I'm being a man. You're not. So. I don't want to deal with beta males anymore.
Jason, I tell you what, man, you're going to be you're real close to getting banned now. My God, this guy. He just doesn't know when to shut his mouth.
So you came on the channel to cry and then tell us you're never going to come back again.
Well, I understand him being upset. I don't think there's any question about that. I understand him being upset, but hey, we're trying to make it right. You know?
All you have to do is send me a link to the channel, and
yeah.
I can unblock him. I can do a search for his channel right now and unblock him. I mean,
78 Sports banned him from the chat for saying he's a cherry pick. Floyd's a cherry pick. We had to just take the wrenches away from everyone, Beeb.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think Georgie's good. Everybody else, just take him away because. Somebody can't handle it, and somebody can't handle the responsibility, and
take them away. I tried to be nice to certain people that were, you know, supporting the channel.
Sure, yeah, but you can't go in there and do that kind of stuff.
how in the fuck am I supposed to know who did that to you? And why am I held responsible for that?
Joe Lowe, thank you so much.
Exactly. I gave wrenches to people who are here every week, and they give us substantial super chats. I don't know who took his wrench away.
I don't know who took his wrench away either.
I don't know who blocked him. I mean, I don't know. All he has to do is send me a link to his channel, and I can fucking unblock him.
So Jason wants a wrench. Yeah, right.
You'll never get a wrench. You'll never get a wrench, ever. You have a lifetime ban from the wrench.
Ever.
What have you ever done for this show except tear it down? You
right.
come here.
Yeah, he goes on there and he rips the show every chance he gets. But he's constantly on. He's constantly on, you know.
You said a cuck. Do you even know what a cuck is? You stupid, you stupid bastard.
I don't know if Jason knows what it is.
We can never be a cuck because he doesn't get laid. How can I watch him have sex with a woman if he never gets laid?
Oh, my goodness.
I try to give him acceptance, but he doesn't listen.
He's right, though, but MB is right. MB is 100% right.
How many times have I gone to bat for that kid?
A lot.
How
a
many
lot.
Times?
I tell you what, and so much so that, you know, I mean,
thank
back
you,
when
man.
I was, like, done with him.
Yeah.
He was like, no, we can't, you know.
You were, like... Eric didn't even want you to be on. Didn't even want you to be allowed to be on in the chat and be able to.
You were done. Yeah,
you were done.
Thank
you
for that. You were absolutely.
You were done.
Finished.
You know how many people messaged me on Twitter saying that they hate you? Raphael Dawkins, Combat Radio. Shout out to you. Thank you, my friend. He says, "Let's build the show up," and he's cool with it. And him and I disagree about everything, but I respect the dude because I can have a. I can have an intelligent debate with this guy. I never call him names.
Right. Sean Newton the same way. When he calls in or, you know, is in the chat and stuff like that, he always, like I said, you guys are like oil and water. You guys never see the same thing. But Sean Newton gives us an educated argument of why he feels that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jake Cleary, salute. Raphael Dawkins, salute. Exisco, salute. Larry Merchant, salute. MB, salute. Leighton Evelyn, salute. There you go.
You know, people attack me and stuff, and I try not to argue back in a combative way, but it's hard sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the problem with you, Larry Merchant, that aggravates me is... is you want me to say what you want me to say, and if I don't agree, like if I'm not your mouthpiece, you get angry. Like you've never said one negative thing about like Hearn or Joshua. Like you give them no like both sides. Honestly, we're being played by both sides because they like this divisiveness right now. They like the divide because it helps build the fight up. It helps build the fight up. We're being played. So to sit here and take a side, the fight's going to happen next year. The fight's going to happen next year. It's probably going to happen and thank you, Jake. It's going to happen next year, and it's probably going to happen in the first quarter of next year.
What's that, though? Joshua Wilder?
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
I don't. I think that he's got it done. You know, I think he's got his next two opponents lined up, and that's that.
I think what's going to happen is they're each going to fight one more opponent this year, and then the first quarter of next year they're going to fight.
If those two can get in a room, if maybe he catches them at a basketball game or whatever, a la Mayweather Pacquiao, I think that's the best. That's the best way this fight gets done. Is if he catches them, if they catch each, if they're both at the same place, they're going to run into each other.
Well,
you know.
Shelly Finkel is sitting there telling him that he's been talking to John Skipper regularly. He's been talking to Bob Arum regularly. Shelly Finkel's going to be at the fight, so I think they're going to try and put the fight together.
Yeah. Is Wilder going to the I wonder if Wilder's going to be at that fight.
Said he's not going.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, does Joshua go to his fights?
Doesn't matter. You want the fight. I mean,
doesn't Joshua want the fight?
Yeah.
I mean, Joshua.
You could argue Joshua was in training, but it was in Brooklyn. He was training in Brooklyn. I mean, why not go to that fight?
The guy just finished with a fight, you know?
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know. I would have liked to.
What about the. They said the Wilder Ortiz fight is you know, getting ready for, what is it, September?
September
in L.A.
I have no interest.
I guess it's back at the Staples Center. This is a terrible fight, guys.
I have no interest in the fight.
None, like, at all. It's such a bad fight.
Centurion Sun says, Beep still don't want to accept the reality of boxing business today. I've been trying to tell you guys that. You guys think this guy's ducking that guy, this guy's afraid of this guy. It's all about the money, brother.
Yeah, it's not, you know.
I've been trying to tell you guys that forever because I've seen this over and over again. You know, the faces change, but the, you know, the characters stay the same. This is revisionist history, what's going on right now. They're milking it, exactly, Centurion.
Yeah. For sure. And Shelley Finkel, like I said, that's why I don't think the fight's going to happen in the first part of next year because, like I said, Shelley Finkel, listen, if you're the guy, all right, just put yourself in Finkel's shoes for a minute here,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
If that's you and you're making money off this guy, you could say that, yeah, we can make a lot of money on AJ, but, you know, would you rather, you know, that could end tomorrow. I don't know if he beats AJ. I don't know. That's a risk. Dominic Brazil, not so much. Louis Ortiz, not so much. Adam Konofsky, not so much. We can make a lot of money leading into that fight, build the fight, and then it's worth this much. You know, that's what I think they're doing. That's what I think they're doing. They're not ready to cash that out yet. And if he does win and everything like that, then it is what it is, but yeah, man.
Someone send me an email and tell me who blocked. Whoever blocked Notorious, send me an email. You will not. I won't take action against you. I just want to know who did it. I just want to know who did it.
Yeah, why would somebody block him?
Why is he blocked?
I don't know. And listen, guys, I mean, as far as, like, I'm doing a show. I don't know what goes on in that world. I don't know what goes on in this
world. Why do you think we give people wrenches so they could moderate for us so we could do the show? And all the people that we've given wrenches to have been loyal and then they've been supporting.
Yeah.
They help us out. So, I don't know.
I mean, like I said, man, we're doing a show, you know, I mean, we're over here doing a show, we're interviewing people, where, you know, like Steve Kim was on the show, we were interviewing him, we're going back and forth with him, I got the news in front of me, everything like that, I glance over to see what's going on, I don't know who gets timed out, I couldn't tell you who gets timed out, why they got timed out, anything like that, because if you haven't noticed, we're a little busy, all right, so that's, you know,
Jason,
is what it is.
Jason,
if we have to yank the wrenches, we will.
Yeah, we'll take them away.
Yeah,
Jason, who are you to call people losers? what makes you a winner?
This is Kettle.
What makes you a winner? What is so great about you? Look how many people you timed out when you had the wrench.
Oh, dude, he was timing people out just for disagreeing with him.
You were timing people out because they said something about PBC. So I don't want to hear it. You're the biggest. You are a walking contradiction.
Give me a wrench, I'll oust him.
If I give Larry Merchant a wrench, he'd probably block me from my own channel. Fucking bastard.
I know, right?
Oh God.
Where's Robbie still piping Lois?
Please! Don't talk about Lois like that.
That's the best ever.
You guys make fun of Lois. I don't even fucking block his.
Man, hit that fucking like button.
There you go.
He says he timed out two people. Bullshit.
Listen, real quick though, Jason, it doesn't matter how many people you timed out or you didn't time out or whatever. Bottom line is you ain't getting it back, son. So
never getting that wrench back.
There you go. Jason timed me up for having a wife. Yeah, he's right. Centurion said if you give Jason a wrench, he'll be like Joffrey from the Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. You'd be like fucking Daenerys, freaking burning up the whole city.
Everybody's on timeout, except me.
Alex T., what's up? How many people are in the chat right now that have wrenches? Joel O. and Alex T.
15. No, I think just Joel O. and Alex T.
So I don't want to hear it. Like
me, I've got a wrench.
And you got a wrench.
Yeah.
Who else got wrenches?
You got a wrench.
I don't even have a wrench. Do I? Let me see.
Look at Jason calling people losers again. Again. Oh, you don't have a wrench. Yeah, but you got the back end. We both got the back end. So
yeah, I can see.
Jason, shut up, loser. Again, what qualifies Jason as a winner? MB says the Pacquiao Thurman card really looking good now. They just added Nery versus Peano. That's a good fight.
That's a really good fight.
And I think Nery, man, Nery looks so good, doesn't he?
Yeah. What do you think?
Man, that guy is killer.
He's good. What do you think of the other card for Ruiz Joshua?
Solid.
I'm
sure everybody's going to make fun of me. Tommy Coyle and Chris Algieri is the fight I'm looking for. One of the fights I'm looking forward to.
Katie Taylor
going for that unification.
Unification, right?
And she's going to be, I tell you what, she is really, really marketable. She really is. They're doing such a good job with her.
It's a pretty solid card.
I've actually never taken anyone's wrench or assigned a wrench, so there you go. Yeah, it's a solid card. What do you – all right, so come Saturday, man. Let's talk about this. We might as well talk about it now. Come Saturday, let's do a fight cast.
We already.
Yeah, let's do a fight cast. But do you want to do – we'll start on – I guess I don't want to do the entire show because the entire show, you know.
I only really want to do the main event because it's just too cumbersome to do the whole card.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole card. Yeah, I don't know about the whole card, but who's the co-main there? That's who is that co-main?
Let me see.
Callum Smith, right?
Yeah, but he's fighting I think Parabon.
Yeah, Marco Antonio Parabon. Yeah, they've got it. I think there's like a lot of like squash matches on there, but they always have like good. There's good guys in there.
But the guys that should win are in there with guys that are durable and sturdy. Like Parabon, he can hang in there.
Yes. Yeah, I think so too.
So, I mean.
Oh, Smith is fighting Ndam?
Oh, Ndam, yeah. Who's fighting Parabon? Yeah. Someone's fighting Parabon, I forgot.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me see if I can bring that card up.
Trying to find the card.
All right, let me see if I can bring this up.
Callum Smith versus Ndam. Oh, Kalia Fai is on the card.
Kalia Fai is off of the card. That's what Chakal told me.
Oh, he's off?
Okay. Yeah.
This Katie Taylor.
He's not listed on ESPN either.
Oh,
Joshua
Buatsi. Buatsi's fighting Parabenyan.
Wow.
That's a good fight.
That's a real good fight.
That's a good test for him.
Josh Kelly and Ray Robinson, that's a good fight. Algerian Coyle, and then you got Taylor versus Pearson or Persoon, Smith and Ndam. That's a solid card, man. From top to bottom, that's a solid card.
Yeah. Good fight.
I'm not crazy about the PBC card, the Fox Sports 1 on June 1st, Devin Alexander versus Ivan Redkak.
That's a good fight, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm just not really excited about Santino versus Willie. I like Willie Monroe Jr., friend of the show. But that's about it on there. There's not much on there, man. And then let's see here. Yeah, that's about it. Zab Judah's fighting Cletus Seldon next week in June 7th. What in the world?
Wow.
Why is that guy fighting? He was a nurse.
Yeah, was he a nurse or a CNA?
That I couldn't tell. I don't think he was a nurse. Like, I don't think he could, like, give you medicine and stuff like that. I think he was, like, more of, like, an orderly CNA type.
Paraband is washed up. It's not a test. Stop lying. Trash God top to bottom.
He's so, like, anything. He's so, like, anti-anything but PBC.
He's so, oh, my God. Oh, Kaifai is on the Andre card now? Okay.
Is that what happened? He got moved? I wonder if he got injured or something like that.
What? Was he injured, Larry Merchant? Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, Chakal texted me today and said, what happened to your fight? I'm like, I don't know. He said he's not on the card. He's not on the box work card either. So he got, you know, we don't know if he pulled out from injury or what happened to him. Let me see. Second, let's go find out. What's so funny?
Jason said Crawford versus Judah pay per view coming soon.
Jason's such a crybaby. I don't see anything, any news on Kalyafi.
No.
Why he backed out or what happened or. I don't see anything on him. I see nothing. There you go. All right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it. Beeb, you got anything else?
Well, I mean, Jason's crying about Joshua Buatsi, but he's a guy only has 10 fights. Like, that's a good opponent.
Yeah, right?
That's a good opponent for you.
Very good opponent.
In your 11th fight.
You know what? He's casual, though. He's a casual fan, so he doesn't know who these guys
probably
are.
Never, he probably never even saw Joshua Buatsi fight it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a casual fan, you're not going to appreciate that fight. I mean, but if you know about it, then you're going to like that fight. Just like the Tommy Coyle, Chris Algieri fight again. If you're a casual fan, it's not going to appeal to you.
Yeah, I think it's a good fight.
It is a great fight.
I like the card. I like the card.
I do too. It's solid, man.
Definitely like the card.
Yeah.
And another thing too is, I think the Algeri fight may steal the show. The Algeri Tommy Coyle fight may steal the show.
I don't know.
That may be a really good fight.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, guys. Remember to smash the like button. All right. And stay tuned because I think we might do a show at the weigh-in show for Joshua. We should have more coming this week. So definitely stay tuned. All right, guys.
Check your notifications.
That's right. Yes. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you hit the bell, make the subscription button.
And this is why you'll never get your wrench back.
Yep. That's exactly why, because you're a moron.
You'll never get your wrench back.
Sorry, son.
Call him the host names.
Yeah.
That's not intelligent debate. When you have to resort to ad hominem attacks, You're lucky you don't get blocked. You're not banned from the channel.
That's it. That's why Sean Newton calls me the likable host. All right, guys. We'll catch you soon.